The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Robert Fisher of KGLO in Mason City and John Jensen of The Outlook in Monona. Robert, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Thanks, Senator. And can you just get us up to date on the farm bill? Are we any closer to seeing a solution on getting that figured out for this year?
Well, I don't think it's going to be a big problem. It's just a matter of time. And I don't think it'll be done by September 30th, when it should be, because that's when the existing five-year farm bill runs out. I think it will, according to the chairman of the committee, based on conversation now maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, it should be done by the end of the year, because I said, well, we need a one-year extension of the five-year farm bill from 2018, and she said she didn't think so. And we've done that from time to time over the last 3 or 4 decades, and I hope it won't be necessary. If it gets done by December 31st, it'll be in time for the next crop year. But we haven't started any debate on it. We don't have any text in front of us yet, and I expect that's going to start in September. Don't forget, after this week, the Senate won't be in session until after Labor Day. John?
Thank you, Senator. You and Senator Chris Coons of Delaware and Roger Wicker of Mississippi have introduced legislation asking states such as Iowa to stop debt-based driver's license. Explain what the legislation aims to do and what can be done at the federal level with that.
Yeah. Well, at the federal level, it's just introduced. It was introduced last time, got through the Senate, but didn't get through the House. We expect that every new Congress, you have to start over again, so that's what we're doing. Basically, what the bill does, it overcomes the inconsistency of states that will deprive people of their driver's license because they haven't paid their fines. Now, I think people ought to pay their fines. But I think if you take away their driver's license, you're taking away their ability to drive to work. If you don't have a job, it's pretty difficult to pay your fines. So this bill would encourage states to not do that. Under the proposition that we want people to pay their fines, but you ought to be able to drive to work to get a job to move on. Back to Robert.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, in remarks last night, said he believes that investigations by House Republicans into the business dealings of President Biden's family are rising to the level of an impeachment inquiry. Do you agree that Republicans should be talking about launching impeachment proceedings at this point?
Well, remember, the word inquiry is very important in this instance, because it's not the same as moving ahead with an impeachment articles in the House of Representatives, which is very necessary to actually have a trial in the United States Senate on getting rid of a president. So the inquiry is simply a process you go through to get more information to determine whether or not the president should be impeached. John?
Yeah, Senator, I've been to a couple of forums with both you and Senator Ernst, and a lot of questions have come up about the future of Social Security. Can you tell us where we are in that process of getting that program more financially secure, or if we're even too far out to be worrying about that?
Well, it's 2033 before Social Security changes. It changes in 2033 because the surplus that's been built up to carry all Social Security checks at 100% will be gone. And then after that point, if nothing's done, you only can pay out what the payroll tax brings in. And that'd be about 75-76% of benefits. So you'll still have Social Security after 2033, but it'd be nothing like it is now. So that's why it's important for Congress to operate or to take some action in this area. And it's a matter of Republicans and Democrats sitting down to do it. Now, I compliment Senator Ernst on her legislation. But it's going. You won't have a Republican answer to this or a Democrat answer to it. You're going to have a bipartisan answer, or there's not going to be any legislation passed. And that's why it's important that we sit down across the table, and everything would be on the table. In the meantime, nothing's going to change until 2033. But it's easier to do it now, it's easier to do it yesterday than it is tomorrow, is the best way to tell you, from a standpoint of bringing people together to get it done. Robert?
We've seen immigration, the issue, injected into the news again with the Department of Justice suing Texas over the floating border barrier. Do you support what Governor Abbott is doing down there right now to protect the international border? And should the Department of Justice be going after the state of Texas?
I'd rather finish the wall that the President Trump was putting up, but this administration won't finish the wall. So I think that since Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California bear the brunt of most of the illegal immigrants coming into the country, that it's right for a state to protect itself. Now, eventually, the problems for Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California eventually become a problem for all 50 states. It isn't just the border states that have a problem, but it seems to me the other 49 states other than Texas ought to appreciate Texas setting up a situation where it's difficult to break our laws and come into the country. So I would support. Now, whether he has the authority to do it, I'm not haven't looked into the court cases and the statute enough to know whether the federal government's got a good case against Texas. But I hope that they don't have, and I hope that the rest of the country applauds the governor of Texas for what he's doing. John?
Yes, Senator. What, if any, progress has been made on the pharmacy benefit management, the PBM oversight bill, with regard to the prescription costs?
Well, actually, there's two committees have already acted on that, and the third committee that has some jurisdiction over it is acting Wednesday, tomorrow, and I'm a member of that committee, and I'm going to support the legislation that's in the committee and feel that something needs to be done to bring PBMs under control. That's pharmacy benefit managers. They help determine the price. They determine the rebates. They determine what drugs are on a specific formulary. They have a great deal of power. Nobody knows what they do. Do they benefit the insurance companies, the pharmaceutical companies, themselves as PBMs, you as a consumer, or the local pharmacist? Nobody knows. And by golly, they have such a big influence on the price of drugs. We ought to know, and that's what this legislation all about. I'm leading an effort out of the Commerce Committee under Senator Cantwell, but I think any of these approaches are better than where we are today. And I'll be voting for the bill out of Finance Committee tomorrow, I believe. You got to wait until all the amendments are debated and adopted, but I'm apt to vote for it. In February, the Senate Judiciary Committee also put out a bill that I sponsored and five bills that I led dealing with the price of pharmaceuticals as well. Back to Robert.
You've promoted through the years your love of use of Twitter to get your message out, and Elon Musk has done a number of things in the last few months to change things up and rebrand the social media platform. I'm wondering if you like what he's doing, if you've been paying attention at all about that, or if it, you know, some of his stuff that he's done with Twitter that has helped or hurt you in getting out your message to the constituents of Iowa.
I think he's helped. I think he's using the platform what it ought to be, is a community square or town square way of having dialogue. I think that's very important. He's opened it up greater. I don't know whether I like the change of the logo. That doesn't matter much to me, but it won't change my use of Twitter, and I'll probably still call it Twitter. John, you have the last question.
Sure. What's the current status of the nominations to military academies and positions that had been being held up?
Tuberville is still holding them up. And he did say within the last 10 days, I read something in the newspaper, he said he thought they were making some progress, but it wasn't very clear what the progress was, and I haven't seen any change over the last 3 months. But I hope it can be resolved, because it's important that we get these people approved by the United States Senate so our national defense can move on with the new leadership. And so that the families that are involved have some certainty. Thank you both, Robert and John, for participating. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks. Thank you, Robert and John, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.